Welcome back to Starlane News. My name is Joe Jeffries, filling in for Tesco Long, who is still on vacation. We are here in Western Brea City, where the majority of the urban clusterist population lives. As you can see, all around us are these flyers with an alarming message which reads, "Clusterist citizens of Brea City. Despite our best efforts to keep the city safe, recent developments require immediate military efforts to liberate this city. You are urged to find temporary shelter outside of the city, or at the very least, farther west towards the snow wall." Now, this warning coincides with a number of similar messages and broadcasts pushed out by Agimenta, the leader of the militant clusterists, which have been ramping up over the course of the last few months. Naturally, this message has many people scared. Here in the West City, those that can flee have, leaving empty houses in their wake. Farther west, in the poorer, colder districts, overcrowding and resource shortages have turned into violence, with people fighting over limited resources as fewer and fewer supply caravans are willing to go to and from the city center, where the peacekeepers are currently located. The question remains, is this more posturing from the clusterists to rattle the peacekeepers, or will these threats be realized? One way or another, we'll be here to let you know. This has been Joe Jeffries with Starlane News, and as always, stay safe, stay informed, and keep your eyes on the stars.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Recap. I'm not going to do an intro, so don't freak out. Last time, after attending to some personal business and getting a tour of your new base, you were sent deep into clusterist territory to investigate what happened to the Moon Devils, who have gone missing after they went looking for Warehouse 27D, the place that our friend Hex found. When we last left off, you were dropping on their last known position, or the position of the warehouse itself. The drop lights turned green, the swamp was beneath you, and your frames dropped down. And as promised, let's get a look at your new frames, freshly retrofitted. Geist, let's hear yours first.
Sure. So Geist's changeling, it kind of, I'm not going to say it has a problem, but it definitely, like, it is distinctive in the way that it kind of functions. So my idea for what it looks like now is that it's kind of been retrofitted, the profile's been changed, and it's been busted up a little bit, so it looks very, very, very similar to the old model changeling that Geist destroyed out on that test yard. So I'm imagining it in kind of like a workhorse military olive drab, but it looks like really kind of rusty and busted up. It's like been intentionally scuffed up to make it look like an old piece of surplus that was dumped, you know, somewhere in a scrapyard and then refitted. But underneath, it's got all the same cutting edge hardware.
Awesome.
This in no way says anything about the secret passenger in Geist's brain. It was all his own free will.
Of course, naturally. Loyal.
So the Nautilus has been stripped down of all of its mother of pearl casing and shielding and just everything. It looks like a stripped car, like a skeleton almost. And there are panels over like the parts that actually need panels over them, like the wiring stuff. They're just a plain gray or black or just whatever metal is strong and cheap. There's no paint on them or anything. And it looks honestly kind of like, I think, Joseph's frame used to look. Just like very spidery, very skeletal. Except for the head, where the melon part of the Nautilus used to be. It now is just an entirely exposed sonar array. Like on the front of a sub, which I'm going to send a picture of you guys to.
Ooh.
Right now.
Did you get a picture of me?
So it's like a pinhead.
Whoa.
Almost.
Yeah.
Of all of these little sonar devices coming out of it, and just this kind of round, mostly dome-shaped thing sitting on top of the shoulders of this fucked up giant, still very giant, robot skeleton. So
very cool.
That's what it's turned into.
Loyal has become a Cenobite. That's fucked up.
That's what I was gonna say.
Mm-hmm. But I think it fits.
Okay, Joseph, since you've been called out.
I have been called out. I was going to go with something that looked kind of like a utility frame. So what I was doing was I painted my whole frame yellow, and I put large plates around like my arms and legs that are like yellow and black, kind of like caution tape, you know, and mm-hmm. the stripes across most limbs. I have like wires strung between all the arms, but these aren't loose wires. They're taut, so nothing could get really like snagged while I'm flying around. I tried to mess up the laser, so now it looks more like a mining laser. And to, like, help with that, I even put, like, a ladder and steps around my laser. They're fake, and they don't get used, but they look like a human would walk on them to fix the laser, you know? And then finally, just so no one's looking in and sees a robot driving it, I made the cockpit glass way darkened now. There's a big orange letters on the front that says, like, maintenance. And then there's a bunch of, like, caution warning stamps, like, all over the cockpit. So you can't really see inside.
Tinted windows.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's spare wheels on the back of the body, like you would have in a car.
This is reminding me of like a Rock Raiders robot. Does anybody here know what that is?
Yes, oh yeah.
Lego Rock Raiders,
oh,
of course.
Yes.
Does it have a clear orange chainsaw on one side?
Well, tell us now it should. It really should.
The Rock Raiders was one of the best.
We have time to get a Rock Raiders. Or Ninjago, okay?
Yeah, exactly. But yellow utility frame. It's kind of what I'm going for.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Hex?
You know, best for last. Hex is, in a surprise to no one, just looks like a mass-produced frame. Pretty similar to his old one, but frankly, if you weren't looking out for it, you wouldn't notice the slight changes where maybe he's using a different model of artillery launcher this time, you know, but otherwise plain V3. Gray. Yeah, V3.
So, awesome.
We kind of, a lot of us, we have almost a cohesive theme of old junked up piece of shit. We all decided to go very mm-hmm. low-key as part of our disguise, which I think is pretty cool.
It lined up nice.
Yeah.
Okay. You are assaulting, as I believe you just said last time you were here.
Mm-hmm.
Your point of entry, I think, is the detail you need to fill in, and I think that is just that you are dropping down on top of the warehouse.
Yep.
Point of attack. I have the modifiers right here. So you start out with one dice. You're going to get another dice from your hyper booster, that little thing you got for your base, that gives you +1 to any assault plan. This is very bold. You're dropping into very uncertain territory. So you do get that dice for being bold. This does not exploit vulnerabilities. It is not ineffective against the target. You don't really have external support. No one is really interfering with the mission. But you are going to take a -1 D from tier. So that is going to take you down to, for a grand total of 2 dice. Who yep. wants to be that person?
Who's gonna be that bitch? Yeah, I don't want to do it.
Here, we are getting near the end here. Who hasn't rolled an engagement roll?
I don't think I have.
Unless I have, I don't know.
I don't,
maybe Adam hasn't.
I don't know. I don't think I have. I can't remember if I did.
I feel like I generally refuse to do it because I have bad luck. So
I feel like Brian typically does it in my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you waffle and then I do it.
I want to see it from Joseph this time.
Blowing on the dice.
A 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very
oh
good.
Oh, no,
from
yeah.
Joseph, you've been holding out
on
us.
Yeah, I know. Got the weighted dice. What can I say?
Awesome. yeah, you all 4 fall down towards the silt basin, and you land with a splash and a squelch in the swamp. Your frames kind of sink a few feet into the murky water. For the smaller frames, like Joseph's, which is, I think it's still a small size, right?
Yeah.
You've got like only 5 feet of your frame above water. You're very inhibited here, but you know, in the control position, you find a stump to stand on or something.
Yeah.
All around
picks
you are
him
these...
up and puts him on the stump.
Thank you.
You sit right here, buddy.
Yeah.
All around you are these huge, broad canopied trees with thick trunks with very few branches except at the top where they fan out into this umbrella shape. Ahead of you, probably around 200 yards on this swampy mound, is the warehouse. Relatively flat building covered in this camouflage netting. There's a large metal blast door that is closed in front of it. And there's not really any sign of the Moon Devils around here. Loyal, you quickly notice as you get here with your sonar that there are some anomalies in the swampy water surrounding the warehouse. There are these well-disguised, what you presume to be mines, just by their profile. Very advanced. A normal scan would not have picked these up, but very fortunately for you, you are, you know, using sonar, which whoever designed these was not expecting for you to use. And that is where you're going to start. There are mines all around this warehouse.
No one approached the warehouse. It's trapped with mines.
All right, put them up on the tack, and we should just avoid them. We can't stay here in the water. We're going to be liable to, you know, get snagged by something.
Agreed.
Kind of like how quiet it is.
Are there trees around the warehouse? Can we jump over the mines?
There, it is. The warehouse is in a clearing, explicitly. It looks like the trees were cleared out.
Do we, like, know anything about the mines? Like, are they identifiable? Like, we know what triggers them?
You do not. Your control position is that you're not immediately in threat by these, but they're very advanced, I will tell you that much. You are not familiar with these. That's not something you have worked with or seen, most likely.
Are they spread out enough that we could, like, pick a path between them? Or are we going to have to deal with them somehow?
You are aware immediately of a few of them in front of you, like halfway to the base. They seem to stop there, but you are not immediately sure if that is because of they're not there or because at that range, whatever Loyal is using sonar-wise is just no longer effective.
I kind of want to blow one up. Have Joseph, like, jump through the trees and go on the opposite side of the warehouse and just, like, throw some rocks at them until they blow up, and then we figure out a way to get through on the other side.
I was gonna ask, would the trees here hold my weight if I climbed up them?
Yes, definitely your weight, because you are a small frame.
Okay.
Go be Tarzan.
There's not really any point in subtlety, because we literally fucking turbo boosted out of the sky. Yeah. So we can just fucking go hard, we can go loud, it's time to kick ass.
Gotcha. Do we want to be safe and blow up one mine first?
Yeah, I feel like we have Joseph, like, go on the opposite side of the warehouse, blow up one of the mines, and then we, like, wait for them to alert and maybe start going that way, and then we blow up the ones on our side, and then we all go in and we regroup.
Yeah, do we have any plan for if things do start up? Like, are we just gonna shoot them?
I mean, it depends.
Kill them all.
I think that's probably our best bet, but also, like, Joseph will be safe from them. Geist can fly. So it's Loyal and Hex who will need to worry about most, but they could both check a maneuverability thing if they wanted to just, like, be able to boost over or something.
Yeah, who's the most maneuverable of us?
Probably me, because I'm tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll get to the other side of the warehouse and throw a rock at a mine, see what happens.
Yeah. I think the hard part of that is the maneuvering more than anything. So, do you want to give me a... I believe it is just called a maneuver.
Yeah, let me roll you a maneuver. But hey, let me make sure my fucking things are where they should be real quickly.
Yeah, how considerate of them to have built-in distractions for us.
Okay.
Your position is controlled standard.
Control standard. Here we go.
Partial success.
Partial.
Yeah, you effortlessly, you were just climbing up a tree and then hopping over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's easy for you. For you, that's easy, man. You jump off a tree, do some parkour shit. You land on this, like, muddy mound in front of the blast door. You find, I don't know, like a old stump that's been left there and uproot it. And you hurl it at one of these mines. Once it makes contact with it, this almost instantly bright light and this sphere of plasma just bursts out of the water, evaporating everything around it, and then even like the steam of the water comes apart at the molecular level, turning into hydrogen and water. Hydrogen and fucking oxygen, both of which ignite instantly into this huge orb of melting heat, which bursts out around it. And if you had been in that, it would have been very, very bad for whoever that is.
Wow.
Mines are safe, guys. Let's
go. How big is the blast radius?
It's, let's say maybe a 15 feet sphere. Pretty big.
All right, Joseph should head back this way. We should pay attention and see if they go investigate or do anything.
Well,
do we hear any sounds?
Maybe I could watch from where I'm at to see, you know.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking maybe I'm already in like a kind of like a good perched up position. If like you guys fight, like it'd probably be good if I was up here and shooting down with my laser. Like I'm already in a kind of great area, IMO.
Your consequence is that you're in a risky position.
Now I am, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You all are.
Oh, knowing the blast radius of that mine, do I think that I could pick my way through the mines that are in front of me without flying?
It would probably take another roll to fully map out a route without flying.
Okay. I was just thinking, because I assumed that, like, Loyal, like, could, like, tag them on our combat display or whatever.
Yeah. And you could also just keep throwing shit in there if you wanted.
Yeah, but that'll take some time.
Blow up some paths.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. It's so tempting. I got all this load to declare. Maybe I will activate my fine machine gun and start fucking. I'm thinking what I can do is I can fly over top and then just fire my fine machine gun down into the minefield in the places that we don't have mapped to just try and set as many of these things off as I can.
Yeah, shoot them.
And no one's came out so far, right? No one's investigated?
Nope, not that you can tell.
Okay. All right. Joseph, watch the door.
Any alarms going off or anything?
Gotcha.
Oh, that's a good question.
Not that you can immediately tell.
They definitely know we're here, though, and there's, if nothing else, probably some sensors linked to those mines, so let's just get up to the warehouse as quick as we can. Do you want a roll for this? Do you want me to battle or perhaps maneuver? I don't really know what's appropriate.
You're just shooting, right? Just kind of shooting in the line where you would presume for them to be.
Yeah, I'm kind of just trying to set clear a path.
Where is everyone standing right now?
In the trees.
I'm in a tree.
Hex is hanging in the warehouse.
Okay. Just wondering. Just this role will be controlled.
Okay. And what will it be, though?
Whatever you'd like. You'll probably get the same as long as it's a reasonable role.
Yeah. I mean, I think battle is the one that makes sense to me. Here we go. So I'm glad this is controlled because we all know how good I do with three dice rolls. Oh, it's a partial.
Okay.
2, 5, and a 3. That is a partial success. Yes, you unleash a salvo of shots in the water, just in a path that you'd like to take.
Geist has a new machine gun. All of his equipment looks different. This one's like it's like a big, bulky, black drum-fed thing that kind of is bolted to the underside of the left hand of the changeling, but with like a handle and firing yoke that's gripped in the robot's hand.
Awesome.
Ooh, fun.
You do it. There's just like sphere after sphere of this plasma just bursts. It's very impressive. There's like something about these like bright flashes, though, Geist. It's hard to tell what it is. It's like your sensors are getting messed up, but your eyes are also getting messed up by it as well. And you feel like it's not really a seizure, but it's seizure adjacent.
Seizure adjacent.
Seize-ish.
I'm going to tick your fragmenting clock by one.
That fills it up, you son of a bitch.
Oh, no. Do you want to resist that?
I think I have to, yeah.
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 Can't have you fragmented, man.
I don't know what's going to happen, but it probably should not be at the very beginning of the match. So, yeah, I'll resist that. What are you thinking? Is that a resolve?
I would take... Actually, I can't say I would take because I have to give it to you. I think acuity.
Like the mech action?
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to lose quirks for this?
Oh, fuck, you're right. This is quirks.
If you want to hybrid it, I can just roll my acuity, which is 2.
Yeah,
which is the same as my
I think
resolve.
That is very, very thematically appropriate. Yeah, roll your acuity, but take that much stress.
Okay. Let's see, acuity. X my acuity. I'm just gonna click bombard because it has 2 dots on my sheet. 3, so I lose 3 stress. Not great. Beep.
Not terrible. Okay. Yeah, you managed to clear a path. The water goes sloshing back in where it was evaporated. You can't smell anything because you're in a frame, but there would be a smell in the air. I promise.
Of
maybe Geist can smell it.
It would be weird. Probably smell like fucking jet fuel mixed with swamp gas.
Mm-mm.
Yuck.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. You guys proceed to the little island.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's all get up in here.
What order are you going in?
I love that question. I feel like Geist is probably at the front.
You know, Hex is a little slugger. He can go second.
Am I, like, super far away if I'm in a tree next to the warehouse? Because I'm wondering if I went in there, like, I, even on the ground, I'm wondering, like, the first thing I would do in a problem is get up high and then shoot. And I'm already in a good position for that. So I'm
you
like...
You are... On the x-axis, you're 2 football fields away from your comrades once they reach the warehouse.
Okay.
Well, more mines on the way, so they think there's more of us than there actually is.
In frames, that's not too bad. I feel like I should stay where I'm at, and if I hear screams, I'll jump over and get to you guys.
Sure.
Sure. Okay. It happens far more suddenly than it usually does. Hazefield goes up, and Geist, you are struck 4 times as a flurry of fists manifests out of nothingness in front of you, and Retribution has made his appearance.
Yes,
his form... is shifting as always, liquidy, translucent, not quite here, but somewhere else, though this time it seems far more erratic than usual, almost bending around you like a lens. The world through his form is concentrated and brought into focus, as if looking through 100 disjunct telescopes. And strangely enough, he's attacking you directly this time instead of one of your comrades. You are going to take 3 level 1 damages. Dented, punctured, and reeling, and I'm going to put you in a desperate position.
How would resisting this even begin to work?
You would have to resist them separately.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
A broadcast comes over your comms. Retribution talking probably directly to you, but not making an effort to hide his voice from your friends, saying,
"You fucking idiot. Do you have any clue what you're up against?"
Oh, I think I know just fine, baby. So let's see. I could theoretically resist all 3 of these. That would put me down to 1 quirk. So I'm not going to do that. What I will do instead is I will... How much load do I have? Okay. I'm going to resist 1 with a quirk. With flexible frame. I'm going to resist 1 by checking off armor. He's mad. I like that he's mad.
He's very mad.
Swearing.
Loyal?
Bitch.
Loyal?
And then
he's
I'll
really
take
mad.
One.
Guys, he's really it. Mad right now.
Punctured is the only one of those that I remember, so that's the one that I'll take.
Awesome. What do you do?
Well, that's a good question. This guy, he's fast. He's a speedy little guy. I'm going to need to match him to get that speed. I have a question. I recall that I was given a device by Ziggurat that in order to develop the countermeasure she wants to develop, I need to hit him with it. Do I need to check off a vehicle load for that?
If you look under your vehicle primary form gear on your sheet, you will see a new entry.
Yeah,
probe
okay.
Probe
weapon.
So as I'll remind you of its purpose is that it is not so much to develop a countermeasure as it is to find out where retribution actually is.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
All right. It can be any weapon you want. You could go and design something.
Okay. Yeah, no, my idea for my newly designed frame weapon, because Geist's very iconic thing is his, like, double extra punch hand. So I'm thinking of his new melee weapon is just, like, it's straight up the Armored Core-style pile bunker. It's like a huge stake driver that's held in the right hand of the frame.
Fuck, yeah.
Man, I'm running up against my vehicle gear limit already, because I was gonna... Oh, okay. I think I am going to use my... I would like to use my advanced prototype, my fine mobility suite. I'm going to push myself to gain both increased effect and the extra die. And my plan is to try and just, like... He's extra fast. He's extra erratic. I want to keep up with him and just like wait, measure my blows until I can get a direct strike on him with the probe weapon. That's kind of my plan.
Sure. What do you want to roll for that?
I mean, I assume battle. That's what I would like to roll. And I also think that that's what makes the most sense.
Excellent. Is anyone helping you?
I would love some help. We have.
Yeah.
We have actually
right behind you.
Bunch of group. So first of all, we can pool sixes to generate a critical success, and I think Loyal got... Didn't you gain a new ability that assists in group actions in some way?
It is after I see the results of an action roll, I can push myself to assist, and if no dice were rolled, we can roll again with one dice. But only I can only assist if no one else assisted on the roll.
Okay.
And this is after seeing the results.
So would it be better... If, like, someone just flat-out assisted.
We could just fight him as a team. Well, because how... It's tricky. If we fight him as a team, we're more likely to generate a critical hit, but whoever leads the group action, in this case, I think it would be Geist, will take more stress. Is it just one quirk to push yourself for a vehicle action?
Yes.
Okay. And you get the best result, or you get the result of whoever's leading it?
You get the best result of everyone.
Okay.
In this case, since you have been ambushed, you cannot make a group action right now. Next rotation, though, I could definitely see it.
Okay, so for just this first one, then, I will just try and get it myself. So just with the push. What is my effect if I have more effect and less effect?
Base, you are at desperate limited, so you will need to increase your effect somehow if you want to do more damage.
Desperate limited. Curse this damage. Okay, I could check off another vehicle load and use my boosted reactor, but that's a real one-shot move. That's wasting one vehicle load for extra effect on this one thing. And I have no more. I'll have one extra load left for the whole rest of the operation.
That would suck.
But I'm rolling four dice. I'm hoping I'll at least get a partial. I guess I could activate the rage system.
I would give you improved effects if you use the rage system.
That was fast.
Okay, death wish is fine. Possibility hallucinations. Okay. I thought it caused something called can't tell friend from foe. This is better if I'm not going to hurt my friends. I'm just maybe going to get fucked up. You know what? Let's do that. Let's do the rage system instead so I can keep my vehicle gear.
Sure.
I'm going to immediately kick it into high gear. We're rolling four dice on battle. It's desperate.
I just reread rage system. It's only for maneuvering.
Rage system? What? It's called rage.
I think it's a situation really where you're like, see fucking multiple realities to evade things. If you are biding your time for a perfect strike, though, I could see it being a maneuver.
Sure. I mean, I am using my mobility.
It'll still ticks in his thing, so.
Okay, I'll do that then. Yeah, that makes more sense, because, I mean, it is a... I am using my prototype reactor... Or my prototype mobility suite to gain an advantage here. So, yeah, I'll do that.
Excellent.
Mostly semantic. Okay, this is desperate. I got one extra die. Effect is standard.
And I have put Retribution's 8-step clock up as well.
Okay. Let's kick his fucking ass.
Hey, success!
Yes!
All right. You get two ticks. So explain what you're doing. You're evading mostly, waiting for an opening?
Yeah, so it's like, it's very defensive. Retribution's coming fast. He's moving weird, so it's very much just like... reactive, especially with the rage system active. He's just avoiding blows, waiting for an opening, and as soon as he overextends just a little bit and Geist knows that he can get a strike in before it could pull back, he just slams, probably just in like the arm above whatever is holding. Is Retribution just like punching him, or does he... I forget.
Right now he is just punching you.
Just punching. Okay, so the fist comes in and he kind of punches at the elbow with the pile bunker. And just tries to tag it with the tracking device or whatever the thing is designed for. Geist doesn't know what it is. I'm sure Ziggurat has many, many words to say about it, but he just tries to hammer it into like the elbow area on a kind of hasty overextended punch.
Sure. You do that. The rage system kicks in. You see a lot of weird shit all around you. As you hallucinate, you know, you see like a version where Loyal got blown up by a landmine, and his frame is just like totally melted. You see something where like Joseph has been thrown down from a tree and impaled on like a rock. For a moment you think you see one of the Moon Devil's frames, that has been like, it's just standing there completely still. Like for a half second, you see like the crown in your cockpit, and like everything is red.
Cool.
And before you can dwell on that for too long, you strike with the pile bunker. A small strike. You know, Retribution is moving backwards as you're striking. You've kind of figured out Retribution's, like, I guess, moveset at this point. It's been very much... it is reckless. In many ways, it reminds you of yourself when you first fought Retribution. Just like going right for it. No care about self-preservation at all. There's definitely something different about him, something desperate. The pyro bunker hits him, and you see little parts of it break off in this like liquid material that he's made of and kind of start floating around in there, which presumably means it works. But, you know, it's too early to tell. Okay. What will you all do next?
I was sick.
Are we ready to strike? Are we ready to do our epic Ginyu Force team attack?
I want to try that at some point.
Do it.
Let's get it. I want to read.
It'll work. Yeah.
Oh, first of all, something for everybody to keep in mind. If you push yourself in a fight and you don't get a 4 or better on the roll, you don't lose a quirk. That's an ability we have.
I can also use telepathy to spend one stress per person to let everyone use the leader's action rating instead of their own.
That could let everybody battle with a 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good combo.
Mm.
Are you guys ready to kick his ass?
Already.
What do you say, let's battle with 3s?
Does anybody not have 3 battle?
I have one battle.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
Yeah, that helps.
That's a 4 dice value. We're syncing up.
Do I need to like roll any dice to get over there, or could I say that I run over there now that I hear stuff happening?
That is a good point. You aren't really in close quarters.
I'm not. I'm still up in the tree.
Sorry
to blow everyone's bubble. I just had to raise my hand in class.
I mean,
that's a fair point.
We could
homework.
If, If you want to get, if you're like, if you want to have your fucking sync up motion, because it is very sick, do you want to roll a maneuver to get over there and just say you can see where this is going? Like Geist gives out an order or something? That'd be cool.
Yeah, I could roll a maneuver for that.
Yeah, roll it. I mean, he's not fighting you.
Am I controlled?
Risky position. You're risky. There is a virtue here.
Controlled, standard, just roll it.
Roll it.
Roll that shit. Partial.
Partial success.
Critical partial go too fast.
Your partial consequence. I think you're just going to take level one damage.
Hit a bird or something.
As you're getting into as you're getting into position, like, I think you probably weren't expecting Retribution to do something, but he, like, flicks his arm back and, like, a little disc of energy just barely clips you. It's almost like it was an instinct more than an actual attack. So you'll take level one damage chipped to your frame.
Motherfucker. Wait.
You can resist that with armor or quirks or whatever.
Yeah, let's resist that with... how much armor do I have?
You already have armor, it looks like. So... From last time, so it just gets negated, and we'll just remember you used one armor use.
Okay,
easy peasy. All right. Okay, so let's talk about order of operations. Loyal, you're spending how much stress per person?
One. So I'm assuming, including myself, I spend 3 stress.
Yeah. Do you have to spend for everyone, or can you not do some people? Is it an all or nothing situation?
It does say per participant in the group action, so that...
Yeah, okay, I think it's an all-or-nothing situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that look like?
That would look like... Like, I'm assuming this ability means that I connect everyone with Geist's battle knowledge. Like, they all, like, gain somehow in their mind his reflexes, his knowledge of where to hit things and what to do, and his, like, rage or cool head or whatever. They just, like, become Geist-like for the duration of this.
How horrifying. Oh,
we're having our own clusterous communion, but it's for murder.
We are.
Isn't that beautiful?
It really is.
What do they feel right now, Geist?
Geist, I feel like he's had some emotional growth. He's no longer just an insane berserker. I feel like he feels cool. He feels less angry, and that gives him a clarity of mind that he never saw before. But it's very complicated. You still feel like
I don't want to intercede on your cool moment. You do literally have a death wish consequence because of the race.
Oh, that's
system. True.
Okay, then you all just feel you feel a completely artificial, insane sense of berserker rage. I think.
Cool.
Maybe that's why Joseph jumped off the tree.
What the fuck?
He lost the social link.
Okay. Everyone rolls 3 dice.
All right.
I'll give you risky since this is a group action instead of something more fucked up.
All right, everybody.
Standard.
Let's kick his ass.
Okay.
Hey, that looked okay.
Ooh. 6. Did anybody else? We got a critical!
You got a triple crit.
Everybody got a 6. Ding. You guys, we're so in sync. We got the triple critical.
One
it doesn't
failure.
Even matter that Loyal rolled really bad. I just take one stress.
Take one stress. Not bad. Not bad
distracted
at all.
From my
not
telepathy
bad,
link.
Fellas.
I'll leave this to you. Because you're going to do 3 ticks, which is very good. Let's leave 3 ticks left. What does this look like? How do you all do this? Let's see, one move from each person at least.
Sure. I feel like to start the whole thing off, Geist can feel everybody's mind sync up with him and like a single, you know, what is everybody fighting with? I think is the best question. Some people might have to check off weapons if they haven't done so yet. That's the point. You need to have a weapon to fight, and I think all our vehicle load got reset, so I'm curious what everybody's swinging with.
It's a good question.
They don't have to be melee weapons specifically. Battle is just a close range fight of any kind.
Could I use like my feet of my frame since I have sharp edges, sharp corners on it.
I think you still have to check off a melee weapon if you're going to use the bulk of it, or else your effect would be worse.
Would I be able to fight with, like, a non-melee weapon, like a ranged, like my laser? Yes. Can I use that to do it? Okay.
Yeah.
Battle is just like a pitched fight. It's not necessarily a melee fight.
Okay.
Hex is whipping out the telescopic baton. It's an old classic.
Yeah.
Oldie but loyal. Big drill. Still got the same weapons.
Yeah. So I feel like as Geist feels everybody's mind sink in, because I feel like at this point we're kind of all working as one unit and all thinking the same thing. So Geist goes for like a square shot to the torso, knowing that he'll dodge it. And then when Retribution like flinches backwards to avoid it, Loyal's there with the drill, anticipating where he's going to evade to, and he just gets hammered with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fuck yes. What are you doing, Joseph? The three of them are wailing on them. You have a ranged weapon. Are you just kind of like taking...
I was going to use my laser like literally like a claymore and hit him with it. That's my plan.
I mean, you could do that. That would be fun. That would be cool. I would
like to do that. I'd like to fly down flying down, I like kind of spin around, grab my laser and hit him with it. Isn't this the same guy who like destroyed my old frame? I remember.
Yes.
It is. Yeah.
It's like, I'd be like, how's my new frame taste, asshole? And hit him in the head.
But all four of us say it at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's creepy. I like it.
That's good. I like that.
Everyone say it for the podcast, all right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
How's my new frame taste, asshole?
We got it in one.
This all up.
Okay. Yeah, that one. You beat the ever-loving shit out of him. It's weird. You're hitting liquid reality. It's like you're hitting, I think I've said before, like hitting a tub of cornstarch water where it's like non-Newtonian fluid.
Yeah, yeah.
Really slapping that thing. Probably makes a weird wet slapping noise too. But like you see, as I've explained before, these like big chunks of like weird metal slag falling off the Retribution apparition. And yeah, he's been diminished. I think he hops back hops into the minefield just in the middle of it. He doesn't set anything off, but like he's trying to get some range from all of you after your very sudden walloping of him.
Get his ass.
What do we do next?
We got to get three more ticks. Odds are good we're not going to get another crit, so this is probably going to be tough. Does anybody have any suggestions other than straight up just trying to beat his ass some more?
He is in the minefield, I will tell you. I'll warn you.
I had a stupid idea. Okay. I guess we could do
good
that.
Good stupid idea. Let's hear it.
My stupid idea was, I don't know if you would allow this, Colin, but like I do have that devil's footsteps thing that I remember. You can maneuver to confuse your enemy so they attack each other. And there's no other enemy here, but like, would a mine be an enemy? Can I get him to punch a mine by accident?
I like this.
Get in there and try and trick him into getting into the blast radius of one.
I see that. I'm down with that.
If we want to try that, I don't know. And like unless that. We want to shoot it from afar, but
you have my vote.
That was my plan.
I like that plan.
It's ballsy. I like it.
Yeah, so when you push yourself, choose one of the following in addition to the normal benefits. And that's the other one I was going to do. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think you are maneuvering. I will set your position at desperate, because you're in a minefield. But I will give you a plus one effect up to standard, because you're doing this in the minefield, which is very cool.
Okay, and I'm...
Do you want an extra die from that push?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do.
Well, here's the dang old thing. Being the shrewd tactical genius that Geist is, I could assist you for free, and because I have three... Sorry, I have a question for assists. Does it...
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that the benefits are variable. Is it the person helping's ranking of relationship, or is it the person being helped in terms of determining what effect you get?
It's connection with Mirage. Okay.
So AKA Joseph. I can do this for free because of tactical genius, and I have three ticks, which I think means he gets increased effect and better position and an extra die. And what my idea for how this looks, because I know I always have to justify it, is that, I mean, so, you know, we know that as we get into the thick of things, as we get closer to ending the war, that retribution is going to come for us. And I feel like Geist, knowing that retribution likes to come for his allies while we were stuck there in the onion warehouse, was like, all right, like, this is how he moves. It's fluid. He comes from all angles. I'll try and trick you with little flickers of motion. Never look for the first attack. It's always the second or third. Stuff like that. So he's just like, it's like a crash course on how specifically to fight retribution and how to avoid his blows and his weird flickery unreality thing, because Geist has seen it up close many a time.
Okay.
Love you, coach.
I was going to say, could you run this down for me just real quick? Just if I'm getting this straight, I'm pushing myself, so that's plus one dice, right?
You can't push yourself. Oh, no, sorry. Yes, you're pushing yourself plus one die. You're getting aided for plus one die. And then with the position and effect changes, you're going from desperate standard to risky great. So it'll be
plus two risky great, right?
Yes, sir.
On maneuver. Maneuver plus two risky great.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see it.
Partial.
Partial. Only 4-3-1-4. Okay.
At least you kind of protected me with that, so I won't get too hurt.
Yeah, it won't be a desperate.
Partial's better than a fail.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so what does it look like when you're trying to make him hit a landmine?
I was trying to, like, just jump out and be, like, I imagine I'm trying to, since I'm the smallest one, I'm, like, the most annoying, so I'm just, like, trying to pepper him and kind of annoy him and draw his attention. And if he's in the minefield right now, I think I'm, like, maybe even me being so small in the water is sort of a benefit here. Like, he has to, like, punch me, but he doesn't know what's behind me since I'm so small, you know? I'm, like, in the water, and I think I'm, like, jumping around close to mines.
Fucking awesome. Yeah, you're like a little jester.
Did he hit me?
Yeah.
Real Sonic the Hedgehog type move, I would say.
You're too slow.
Yeah, he kind of punches at you. He keeps, like, looking back at Geist, like, clearly kind of upset that he has to deal with you and not fucking Geist. And, you know, he knows where the landmines are, but I think you really just piss him off enough to the point where he, like, he thinks he can hit you. He takes an overambitious, I think he, like, summons a spear out of this liquid reality stuff, and stabs it right past you. You dodge it into a mine. It blows up. You manage to get away from most of it, but you are going to take the level 2 damage, seared.
Ow.
I will say.
Can I resist that with a quirk?
You can try to reduce it with a quirk.
Okay.
Which would be, I think would be expertise. So take 2 quirks you'd have to check off to reduce it down to level 1.
Yeah, I don't want to get in trouble yet. So let's use 2 of my quirks. Reduce that to 1.
Awesome. Okay. So it's level 1. Let's just call it
grilled. Goo. Grilled.
Grilled. You're a little blackened a little bit.
Yeah.
A Swiss jar.
But you did fill up his clock. And so I'll explain what happens is that his entire frame starts after it gets blasted by this giant plasma blast, which kind of eats up his spear. And you go, you know, somewhere a little safer away from him, starts to vibrate and solidify. You kind of see it like almost turning to a statue in some places. Like instead of just pieces falling off, it's actually kind of consuming him.
I turn my camera on, by the way, as I'm seeing this.
Nice. Always got to get a shot. And then he's going to use another rival move, which is that he is going to leap at Geist. His liquid body, what remains of it, wraps around Geist. And Geist, the world around you kind of bends and contorts. And the changeling starts blurting out all these diagnostic warnings, haze anomaly, positioning mismatch, frequency paradox. And then suddenly, with a nauseating lurch, you are plunged into complete darkness. And it is a moment that feels like lasts an eternity, devoid of all sensation. It's like your thoughts themselves are even frozen. You're barely even processing what's going on around you. And then with an almost an inverse of that same lurch, everything starts moving again, and you begin falling. You are now nearly 2 miles up in the air. Retribution is darting around you and striking at you, and I've started a new clock for Retribution, which is a four-step clock called Retribution Fragmenting.
Phase two.
And for everyone on the ground, they both just disappeared.
So just to be clear, I'm in the changeling, right? I'm not outside of it.
No, you're in the changeling.
Okay.
Also, you take the level one harm, teleportation sickness, and I'm junking your fine mobility suite.
Oh, shit.
Is that the thing that lets him fly?
Yes.
Figured as much.
Okay. I assume I can't resist this.
You can.
I can. Is it? Ooh, so I can resist being teleported up into the air?
No, you can resist the sickness.
What, you said both. What's the other thing?
Teleportation sickness and the mobility suite being junked.
The mobility suite being junked. Is that going to be an expertise or an acuity or something else?
Teleportation sickness is going
The
junking will probably be expertise.
That's my last spare quirk.
Indeed it is.
This is a hell of a thing to have happen at the beginning of the match.
Indeed it is.
Maybe the warehouse is empty.
Can be used at any time.
That motherfucker. Okay. Guess. What would it be to resist the teleportation sickness? Sorry.
That would be insight.
I think I'll take the teleportation sickness, and do I want to spend that quirk? You know what? I will. I won't. We're going for it. We're keeping it junked. It's more exciting this way.
We're going to construct a net really quick underneath you, okay? It's fine.
So I am free falling and he's punching at me. Is that correct?
Yeah, he just jabbed like a little claw hand through your thrusters. And he's like darting around you. He is teleporting very quickly. His frame, with every teleport, his frame is getting more and more small, almost. like he's like shrinking and like little pieces of black metal are like falling off of him.
Is he like attacking me, or is he just here to watch me die?
He is attacking you.
Okay. I think what I am going to do is... And sorry, is he flying fast or is he teleporting?
He's fucking teleporting. Dragon Ball Z shit to you.
Bastard.
Okay. I'm trying to... I have a few ideas. I just need to home in on which one would be the most fun.
Love this.
I think
the most fun.
I can see that he is diminishing. I think what I want to do is check off a fine shield or force field and just try to stave him off until he's too small to hurt me or he vanishes outright.
Interesting. Okay.
Does it seem... Sorry, I should probably clarify. Am I close enough to the ground that I will hit it at the end of this action?
You are 2 miles in the air, so no.
Okay, cool. Yeah, then I think I'm just going to try. I'm going to try and just wait it out.
You ever play Shivering Isles and punch Sheogorath?
I did, yeah.
That's what I'm imagining. You can see very far from up here.
That's awesome. Yeah, I don't know if it would be battle or maneuver. I feel like it would probably be one of those two.
Maneuver, probably, if you're dodging.
Yeah. I'm just trying to...
But you have the same score, so...
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's more just a matter of semantics. But I've got all my fine ace gear out this operation. Let's see what happens when I maneuver. I assume this is desperate.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, here we go, dice. Do what you will to me. Partial success. I'll take it. 552. fine. That's fine.
I'm going to check 2 ticks on his clock. Not going to reduce that. You dodge a lot of his attacks. He is attacking, as I've said, very recklessly, desperately. He is using up resources far more than he really needs to. Like, there's probably multiple points. You kind of have a death wish, so who knows how analytical you are. But you swear that he's making some very bad decisions that he did not make before. He has, like, left his comm open. And it doesn't seem like it was intentional. Like, he just forgot to shut it off at one point. And you, like, hear, like, just grunting, like, staticky, like, grunting noises. He's, like, mumbling to himself. Just saying, like, gotta hurry this up. Gotta, almost out of time. Gotta hurry it up. Gotta finish this off. At one point, as he's teleporting around you, and he's getting smaller, he lands one good attack on you, where he forms one of his arms into what appears to be a stake driver, identical to what you typically use to hit him. And it punctures your cockpit. Just, like, goes right through it, and you're going to take the level 1 damage punctured again, and then the level 2 harm gouged as it goes into your cockpit and actually hits your physical body.
Cool. Level 1 damage, I got him. Level 1 harm.
Level 2 harm.
Yeah, sorry, level 2 harm. I'm trying to think.
You got him on the ropes, Geist.
I'm on the ropes, don't I? Yeah, I think I'll take both. I love to take pilot harm.
Excellent.
I'm gouged. I'm impaled. I'm ready to party.
What's new?
I don't know if anyone on the ground can do anything, but I'm open to hearing propositions.
Can we send good vibes in the pocket dimension?
Realistically, you are... They're not in a pocket dimension. They're just in the air now.
Oh.
They're in the pocket dimension for the teleport.
I mean, like... I could skeet shoot, but that'd be bad for guys.
Oh, yeah. Also, I think they're in a haze field, so you wouldn't actually be able to accurately hit them.
Shit.
Well, anyone got any other ideas?
First time haze fields actually mattered.
You got this, guys.
2 miles away in the sky, even show up on sonar.
We could throw one of y'all.
Can you throw 2 miles?
To get Joseph out of his frame.
This is gonna be a hard one. But I have to try.
Yeah, if you can't think of anything, we just do another Geist.
Yeah, okay, I have no
guys,
clue.
Have fun.
Yep.
I think I know what I'm gonna do. I think to try and finish this off. This is a risk. It's a big risk, but I think I'm just going to try and punch him. I think I'm just going to try and hit him with my stake driver.
Geist and punching.
Name a more iconic duo. But it's okay. I have a cool idea for this one, assuming I don't fail. Let's see what happens.
You do a versus reduced effect.
Yeah. Oh, so that'll only be 1 tick on the clock, probably, eh? Mm-hmm. Or wait.
Unless you push for effect.
Could. Best way to do this.
While Geist is thinking, yes. I know you guys can't really do anything on the ground, but I would like to see the reactions.
Yeah, he just disappears, and Loyal immediately tries to do a sonar scan to figure out where the fuck either of them went, and there's just nothing. He's just looking around like, what the hell? They're gone.
Yeah, I think Joseph's coming out of the water. He's like, where do they go? What happened?
Should we go for the warehouse?
Is there anything happening in the warehouse? It's more like information looking at the doors of the warehouse.
Yeah, something. What's up? What's over there?
I will spend a quirk to push myself to get that effect up.
Last quirk?
Yes, my last spendable quirk. I can spend 1 more quirk, but I'll be entering breakdown. Okay. 3 dice. No way out. Desperate standard.
What's new?
Oh my fucking god!
Let's
That's
see.
Triple 6!
Punch through his head.
Okay. Before you describe what you do, you also have to describe in a very cool way how you stop yourself from falling to your death. You got to include that in this result.
Okay. Oh yes.
But it matters.
Oh, okay. No. I have a really good idea for this. So we're falling down. I assume we're like maybe getting a little bit close to the ground at this point. What I would like to do is I would like to check off my, I have one vehicle load left to spend. I would like to check off my, grapple anchor tool as part of this, because that was my safety plan. And so my idea is that as we get close, it looks like Geist is going to hit the ground. Everything just goes very, very still in the cockpit. He sees all these possibilities. He's trying to narrow out the hallucinations. He fires the grapple at Retribution as she shrinks and then manages to snag him a one in a million shot and pulls with enough force to reverse his downward momentum a bit, enough so that it's less lethal. And as he flies into him, he pummels him with the stake driver right in the face. But before he does, on the open comm channel, he just says, "I'm sorry." And then boom, blasts him right in the face with it. And then the reverse momentum is enough that he fucking just plummets, probably completely gracelessly, into the swamp water. But he's removed enough of that momentum that it's just a big splash and some superficial damage rather than him turning into a pancake.
Fuck. Yes. yeah, you smash down. Are you landing on top of him type situation, or are you, like, splitting apart?
I assumed that he was going to discorporate after the hit, but yeah, if he's still present, then we'd probably land in a tangle.
Sure. Yeah. You hit him in the face, it like explodes into this big spray of, it's like if water freezes right after being hit by like a ball. It just like turns into this metal slag as it blows out from his head. You land on top of it and like a single little arm, which is honest, like almost, his frame is not like 10 feet tall at this point. So very small compared to your 30 foot mass or whatever the medium size is. It's big. Just like reaches up on your leg and kind of like grabs at it as it solidifies into this like metal statue almost. And just over the open calm, the only thing that you hear is just like this really labored breathing and him just saying,
"Survive."
And then a little, like, whatever is left of him, like, little bits just, like, pop out of existence, and the haze field goes down, and he is gone somewhere else.
Holy fuck. Wow. My heart is, like, racing. This is insane. Oh, man.
You beat him up.
Holy fuck. I feel like, I don't even know. I feel like Geist and the Changeling, because they're kind of one and the same, kind of unsteadily kind of tries to jerkily right himself in the water and stand up. The Changeling is already beat to shit. The thrusters are all badly fucked up. He's covered in swamp water. Probably every single baffled plating is all bent out of shape from the extreme velocity of falling. And he doesn't say anything. He just kind of looks around for a minute. I feel like he's breathing heavily, and as he does so, the entire Changeling is like heaving a little bit, even though it can't actually breathe. It's just mimicking his biological movements instinctively. Ooh, nice. Because that's kind of how it works now.
Yeah.
Guys, does he land nearby? Do we all see this?
Just yeah, stare. He's there with you.
You just see him fall out of the sky and splash into the bog.
Joseph, we all get mud up all over us.
Yeah. He says, "Guys, are you okay?"
Yeah.
Retribution? Did you get him?
I think he's gone. Like, not gone, but I don't think he's here anymore right now.
Is that little metal statue still there?
Yep, there's a little arm.
Yeah, I want to scan it, make sure there's nothing going on in there.
It is inactive. As I mentioned before, the metal is it doesn't seem like anything you've ever encountered before.
But it's still just metal. Solid.
Still just alien metal.
Wow.
Cool. Do I get a drive clock check for that?
Yep.
Yes.
Almost there.
Oh, almost there.
Went away.
Could I wanted to just walk up to Geist's frame and try to put my hand like reassuringly on the frame now that it's breathing. Do you feel that, Geist?
I feel like Geist does, yeah.
Yeah. Just like Joseph is like testing his theory and just kind of like, good job. And then he puts his hand on the frame.
Geist looks, the changeling looks up with its little, I imagine it has like a very squat, like green, odd shaped head, but it kind of just turns and looks, but he doesn't say anything.
Gotcha. Joseph puts his hand down and then looks towards the warehouse. We must go forward.
Yeah.
Starts splish splashing forward.